When I go to hell, they'll have me selling SEO. When I think about the worst things in the whole world, I have this mental list of things like cruel people, wars, child abuse, murder, and all that awful stuff. But ranking right up there is selling SEO and internet marketing services. That is why I say that when I go to hell, they'll probably strap me down to a flaming chair in front of a smoldering desk to answer a fire telephone and respond to burning questions about SEO services. Really, I have nightmares about this. How selling SEO is like hell on earth, you may ask? I said that hell would have me selling SEO, but probably because it's the one thing I despise more than almost any other thing on earth. I'll explain this to you, but first, you must wonder how I can possibly love my job. I love my work as a search engine optimizer, probably more than what you would consider natural. If all jobs paid the same, I would have two jobs, SEO and racing cars. There are only a few things I love more than my work as SEO, and those are my family, racing cars, and riding motorcycles. So it may seem strange that I hate to sell SEO, but I will tell you why. Most people only know enough about SEO to be annoying. Terribly annoying. It seems common that when people will set out to find good SEO, they have no concept that the best SEO have something more than basic geeky programming skills. I hear things all the time which make me believe that people view SEO and internet marketing services as commodities. People often think that what the SEO does is all about things like properly SEO'd meta tags, page titles, H1 tags, and other things that are really a minuscule part of the overall objective. The objective is to earn the highest return on investment for the client. Technical issues, high search engine rankings, and even more website traffic will not achieve the objective without the rest of the assets good SEO brings. These are the things that the client often does not care to hear nor understand. Good SEO also have marketing talent that goes far beyond what the client is prepared to recognize or pay for. They mostly just have a handful of common SEO questions that somebody who knew nothing of SEO suggested that they ask. Then they're shocked when the search engine optimizer will give an honest answer instead of just what they wanted to hear. It's almost as if the truth offends them, and they will keep shopping until they find somebody willing to tell them the right lie. Good for them. The one who will lie to them will also show them the lowest upfront price. So as long as they want to just live for today and not consider lost profit tomorrow, that'll work great for them. Now, a lot of people come to me each day hoping to optimize their website for particular search keywords. They usually don't have a clue which words will actually bring them results, and they think it's just some basic tasks that an SEO can do to optimize the existing terrible website content that they already have that is already not working. This kind of shopper does not want to hear that their brand image sucks or that their website marketing reflects a company that cares more about shortcuts than doing something well. They think only of their landing pages instead of factors like whether those people actually care what they have to say. They don't look at whether people spend a lot of time on their site, click on the links in their text, and follow their call to action. They think more in terms of more clicks equating to more money, but remain clueless about how the two of these things actually relate. To tell you the truth about why I consider selling SEO to be hell, it's because this is the norm and not the exception. This is the way the majority of SEO shoppers see the SEO industry, and it's why most companies fail to reach their online marketing objectives. I have plenty of numbers to back up this statement, and I live in it every day. Just yesterday, a man asked me for any keywords that I'm particularly proud of for ranking well. I guess that should not shock me too much, because a few prized words ranking well on search engines is what a lot of people think will bring success. I told him that I was proud to have each of the hundreds of thousands of search terms people use to find my work, and to narrow it down meant to narrow down my success in this industry. I gave him a few words, but there's not any small list of prize keywords that make up my big nest egg. So drag me to SEO hell. I guess perhaps it's my attitude that makes it feel like hell to explain things that people do not care to really understand. They set out to compare SEO without realizing that there is no apples to apples comparison. SEO is an art and a science, and no two minds will produce identical results. The fact is that I'm probably the worst guy in the world to sell SEO. But I sure as hell can rank for the term. I hope this brings something to mind for you that, you know, this is not all equal. This is different. And something very important is to work with an SEO that you feel can meet your objectives. And, you know, stop shopping for the best price, because I can tell you right now, you know, a little bit of a good SEO's time is worth a whole lot of a bad SEO's time. So look for the talent, look for, you know, the things that you feel will benefit your company, and not just the best lie that somebody can give you. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day. Please leave your comments at awebguy.com, and I appreciate that. Have a great day.